This hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
As your commander-in-chief, I will not commit you and the rest of our armed forces to fighting another ground war in Iraq. They can secure their own country's futures.
Fighting for Idaho.
I think these guys got to realize that they're role models and they can't be doing things like what they're doing today. They need to recognize that, hey, look, if I do something like that, I'm going to get suspended or banned from the league.
Fighting for you.
Congratulations for the Marconi Award. Did you have to speak Italian to receive that?
Yes, I like these very much.
Boise's Mr. Right, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award. Kevin Miller in the Morning.
I'm so proud of you.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us. Kevin Miller in the Morning. Coming up, we'll talk a little money, a little ISIS, and the issue of whether or not Idaho should secede from the Union, like the Scottish, the Scots almost did. We go to Ron Paul Jim with Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Ron Paul Jim.
Morning, Kevin. I wanted to comment on your, whether the state could survive without the 40% of the federal dollars coming into our budget. I just wanted to sort of compare it to this other subject that you are talking about, and it is that spousal abuse. And the states are like the abused spouse of the federal government. And
power and control,
We're not really, dependent on them per se. We just have this Stockholm syndrome kind of thing that we cannot survive without them. Like there's no other choice, and our politicians are they're like the ones that still love the federal government and venture to be like the federal government, and that dependence has to be broken, and we can survive, like you said about the abused spouse. You can make it, but we first have to work together to get out of that.
You take a look at the school lunch. You take a look at the school lunch program. Of the $9 million spent, $7 million comes from the feds,
and it's taken away the responsibility of what parents are supposed to do for their children. All of this is everything that the government does is offering promises that it can't keep. But in the same sentence, they're allowed to take control by offering this. These programs, these bailouts, these everything, they're allowed to regulate. And, they dictate what happens in our state through the dangling carrot to, it's who knows what other kind of intimidation tactics they can use. So, the whole thing is rigged in that way. The financial system can control our federal government. The financial system then controls the state. And unless we sever those ties, break the
right.
Federal Reserve note and get on our own currency exchange instead of this cashless society that everybody's addicted to, we're gonna die from the weight of the parasites.
All right, Ron Paul Jim with that optimistic message. Patriot Ray with Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO. Hello, Patriot Ray.
Good morning, Kevin. I had something I wanted to kind of point out. You just played a clip for Liam Neeson's new movie, Walking Amongst the Tombstones or something like that, and how much money he's making. He is a very staunch person that is for gun control. He thinks the United States should not have guns, and yet he's made his living with movies about saving people and using the guns to do it. So what a two-faced individual he is. And I just don't see how we can support him in these movies. And the movie industry itself, I mean, same thing. They're always against all the things that people for, but yet they make millions and billions by just promoting just the thing they say they're against. So I don't get it. And they won't let really good movies be kept on the line. I mean, it's amazing to me that they won't bring the good things out. They just keep playing the bad, but then they make their millions off of that. They're trying to get the United States to, well, let's have gun control because that's going to save everybody. That will destroy everybody. If we don't have good people that have the way to protect themselves, And that is the only thing that keeps people from really attacking us. And I had a thought this morning, maybe it's not such a bad thing that even though I don't particularly care about them, I mean, like them, but the big vehicles that the police force are now getting and seem to be getting more of, L.A. school district even got grenade launchers they announced the other day, and then they said, well, we're not really taking those, but we were going to get them. So it's kind of crazy. But yet, with all the illegals coming across the border, and we don't know who's here, maybe it'll be our police force who will have to use those vehicles to protect us against those people who may be here illegally. So just a few thoughts.
Patriot Ray, we always appreciate it. Thank you.
You have a great day. Thank you.
You too, our great friend Patriot Ray. Joined now in studio by Dave Petzo, and I just got this news at the 580KIDO Command Center that Apple has sold a record 10 million iPhones in the first weekend, when in reality, okay, they've updated the operating system, a little fancy gadgets, and they've made it bigger. Okay, let me rain on Apple's parade. So what?
It's better. It's better technology. Okay, and here I got to tell you something. So I'm at the office, and I'm very interested in their release, you know, a few weeks ago from a market perspective. And then you realize how many people out there. I'm watching Amy, who is a very tech-savvy person, but just loves the tech gadgets. And I'm watching her watch the news. Now, she's not watching for the market reaction the way I am. Okay, but as they're announcing and unfolding new products, it's very exciting to have all the new products. Kevin, it's exciting. Apple is exciting because they come out with new and creative stuff that we want, and sometimes we don't even realize we want it. And I'll tell you what, I downloaded the new software system inside OS 8 into mine, and I love the new features. I really do. It's not that big a deal, and my phone's old, but it is. I really do, and I've heard
this. You must have a lot of space on your phone, because I can't, because I don't have enough space.
Well,
no,
you,
really. Yeah.
We have like the iPhone 2 or...
No, this is the 5S. It's the latest one.
It should work fine.
No. You have to have a certain amount of space on your phone, and apparently I don't.
No,
trust me, because
really?
I've
tried.
Yeah.
I got it.
No, Dave. I've tried.
Okay, you see the frustration in your eyes.
And here's the other thing that you take a look with Apple. Okay, you know, for a lot of people, you know, why buy a new phone?
Right, absolutely. No, look, what you have right there, okay, mm-hmm. And especially because Apple does not, except apparently with your phone, make you upgrade, you know, your hardware to for the new software program. They'll give it to you online. They make it compatible even with older models, typically, Kevin.
Right.
And so that, you know, you're right. But I know people, I just barely turned to an iPhone 5, okay? So it's not like I embrace the new technology rapidly. But we're not. This is 10 million. And, you know, they didn't even sell one phone in China yet.
Isn't this a scam?
A scam. A scam. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Aren't we a nation of lemmings? I mean, really, in reality, why in the world would you buy a new iPhone 6?
Yes.
Or a new Samsung 27 when in reality you have something that works? Now, you're raving about the new software updates, but my software, OS 7, works just fine. I feel kind of like I'm not in the in crowd.
Well, you're not.
No, really. Oh, gee, well, thanks for reinforcing that, Dave. But what I'm saying is, so what? I mean, in an era where we have big student debt, where we have all these things, we have people that can't afford car payments that are at the Apple store buying this newfangled gadget.
Yep.
Is it more of a status symbol, or is there workable technology?
Well, I got to believe it is somewhat of a status symbol when people are standing in line for something they can get in the mail in 2 weeks, right? But the reality is, for you and I and millions of people, hundreds of billions of people, they don't care. They're willing to wait, but the technology gets better and better. And so, look, I said I just went to the 5. I'll probably upgrade to iPhone 7 when it comes out. Meaning, I'm in no hurry to go get the 6. But there's that many people in the world not necessarily saying, oh, I'm willing to pay $500. But when their plan comes up for renewal and they can get a new phone for $100 that does some new stuff, they're going to do it.
Yeah, but most of us don't even know what the old phone does and the old stuff.
Kevin, welcome to my world. I've got, you know, 5% of my phone that I use.
Right.
And 90% of that is because it answers phones.
That's why you have the space on your phone Well, I've got all these gadgets on mine that take up the space, if you will.
Oh.
But here at 580KIDO, I mean, you have...
You're a gamer. You're like an online gamer with your phone, huh?
No, not at all.
No Candy Crush or any of that?
No Candy Crush. People have questions about me if I play Candy Crush. But, you know, I'm taking a look at this. You got Samsung already attacking Apple.
Yep.
And saying, hey, welcome to our world. We've been doing this for like 2 or 3 years. And the thing hasn't even been out for a week. Never mind that Samsung has been found guilty of stealing Apple's technology over and over and over again.
Right. And who's stealing whose now, right?
Well, I think
that's what Samsung's saying.
Yeah, with tongue firmly in cheek.
Yeah.
And then you've got the other thing, the Corrada or the Carolina or the whatever that makes fun of the Siri voice. I don't know if you've seen that commercial.
Oh, no, I haven't.
Yeah,
no.
But to me, maybe I just think these phones have jumped the shark.
Well, to a degree, they have. But that's part of marketing, isn't
right.
it? You know, where one company comes out and beats up another one. And when they came out a few years ago, we're beating up on Microsoft.
Well, Microsoft totally missed the boat, and you have to wonder, well, I'll ask you here at 580KIDO, the relevancy of Microsoft. I mean, Apple seems to be engaged and reinvigorated, and Tim Cook seems to be doing a good job. But, you know, besides updating Windows, what does Microsoft do?
That seems to be about what they do. Okay. Now, the Xbox, I guess they're really big in games, and they really are, I guess.
Well, they're
I'm not a gamer, so I don't really know. But
I could see you World of Witchcraft. But anyway, me with Candy Crush, you with the World of Witchcraft, whatever.
Okay.
So very good point about the games. But, I mean, they have this Surface thing with a touchscreen, with the tablets. I mean, besides that, it seems that Microsoft is you know, yesterday's news.
They have been for 10 years, Kevin. They really have. They've not. I'm serious. I'm not, you know.
Does anybody get excited about, hey, Windows is coming out again?
No.
Right.
They get mad.
Yeah.
Why? Because Windows, unlike Apple, releases products way too early.
I like
has
this.
Too many bugs.
They get mad.
They do. It's like, no, I like my old one. And the second part is that then after a couple of generations, they quit supporting the old program. Right, and they force you to spend another $100 on an upgrade of your operating system. So they quit supporting their old ones, and that's that's Microsoft's way of doing it. So yes, I think that companies like Apple that support all the way through have built a great following, and they really do it right. They protect their ecology, if you will, their environment by not allowing all kinds of people to come in and write whatever they want. So they protect their apps very carefully, and I appreciate that very much. I really do. I'd rather not have an open architecture. I want somebody as a gatekeeper protecting the against viruses and things like that.
You have to wonder how effective when you have naked pictures of people running wild.
That is correct, and as we have discovered, Kevin, that there is no way you're going to keep all the bad guys out. Naked pictures and all do not have. It's not a good idea to have naked pictures of you on the internet. They could be exposed.
You heard it here first, folks. I'll have to make sure I get those down from the cloud, figuratively speaking, at 580KIDO.
It's already in there.
But back to this, the marketing of the phones. Obviously, this is going to help Apple and everything else. But, I mean, how much more can you do? I mean, we're going to have the iWatch. We're going to have this. We're going to have that. I mean, it's almost like, far be it for me to be a contrarian or a curmudgeon, take your pick. But we're doing, you know, we're having these latest technology advances just to be stupid.
To a degree. Look, this is a if you wanted technology, if you're able to afford technology, and I grant you, I think it's a bad choice not paying off student debt and going and getting a new this or that, the same way as people going out to a bar and getting loaded, okay, and making bad choices.
It's too distracting.
But by and large.
It really is.
Oh, no, I'm distracted by everybody. It sits around texting. It's unbelievable to me.
You're like, what the hell?
Yeah, it's. I had a young man staying with me last week, okay?
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, and he
started
was,
texting in front of you.
All the time. All the time.
It drove you crazy.
And here's the thing. He was a house guest for like four nights.
Right.
And finally on the last night, and he's a great kid, he really is.
Yeah.
And on the last night I go, you know, you've been here for four nights. And I know you're communicating, you know, texting people, hear your phone. You've not had one phone call. Don't you people talk?
They don't.
They don't. They talk. They text. They don't talk. And he says, interesting, and we had a good conversation about it, but it is a real different that people don't talk.
Were you texting with the conversation, or was it actually speaking?
No, he and I were actually, I made him put the phone down, and we talked, like this, like you and I.
Probably going crazy like that. 719, more coming up with Dave Pezzo, the Pezzo Center, Pezzo Financial. Let's get you to traffic now.
Alex Jones, weekday evenings at 7. Now back to Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Dave Penzo with us at 580 KIDO. Coming up, we'll talk a little bit about Alibaba. No, it's not a movie. It's the next big thing. First to the phones, and we go to Ronnie in Caldwell at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Ronnie.
I'm in, dude. Hey, what's up, Penzo?
Hey, how are you, Ronnie?
I'm going good. Hey, you know, this whole thing you guys are talking about, I'm glad you're there, Penzo, because you know a lot about electronics, and I don't think Millie really does. I think I like the Microsoft thing because they brought Xbox, which is pretty much the coolest thing ever made. And that's when you start knocking Microsoft there, Millie. I mean, it's like, dude, do you know what you're talking about? Xbox is sweet. And the thing about the iPhone is that I call it follow the loser, man, because all these dweebs that go, like, waiting in front of the store and they're all at the Apple store, I got to get my iPhone 6 and then it's like, dude, I'm still rocking a Nokia flip phone, and it does just fine for me. I mean, what's the phone for anyways besides calling chicks? I mean, come on.
Well, Dave Penzo, what's the phone for besides calling chicks?
Checking the weather, launching rockets. That's what these things can do now. I mean, it's, you know, it's. I get it. 95% of what I do is phone call. But it is really cool if you're out somewhere, you're going, why can't I find that place? And ask Siri, where is 1414 Main? And Siri in seconds tells you exactly where it is, gives you a map, and you're there.
So you're using an iPhone too, Petro?
I am. I've gone to the dark side.
I thought you were way ahead of that, man. Don't you fell into the trap like Kevin said. You're a lemmy. I mean, come on, dude. Being original. Like, I've got this Nokia flip. I've had it for like 7 years, man. I did get it refurbished once because I dropped it in the toilet, but that's a whole other story. You know, and it works just fine, dude. And I know what the weather is. I watch Larry Gebert, and he goes, I'm telling you, it's going to be this and this. And usually he's pretty close. I mean, how come you got to be on top of everything? I think people these days are, they're just too wound up.
Well, they are. You're absolutely right about that. There's no question about that. But I'll tell you what, it is nice because Larry isn't following me if I travel. It's nice to know where what the weather is with a touch. And I have to say, too, it is very nice to just pick it up and go boom and tip, you know, touch a Bloomberg application, see what's going on in the markets, what have you. I think our generation has a good balance with it. I don't think the current generation does. I think they're really tied to these things.
And I think you should just get a tablet, dude, and then go back to the old style of phone. But, you know, another topic I know Kevin's probably going to get mad, but when you're talking about this domestic violence thing, dude, would you call me, please? Because I've been beat by more girls than anybody I know. And the thing is, dude, it works both ways, man. It's not just like men beat women. There's women that beat men.
Well,
dude,
Ronnie, why don't you come to Foothills Christian Church this Thursday at 7, and you can give your testimony.
That's the thing, dude. I think if I did, I'd break down in front of everybody. I'd rather just do it on the air, you know?
All right, Ronnie, thank you. You never know what you're going to get with this program.
That's the beauty of it, Kevin.
580KIDO. Let's talk about this Alibaba. We talked a little bit about this on Saturday. Mrs. Miller was checking it out again and again. The next big thing, it's a Chinese company that had, what is it, the largest IPO ever to date?
Yeah. It is.
Bigger than Facebook?
Yeah, I mean, we think about how astounding that is, really, is that the largest IPO in history is a Chinese company. And it was on the New York Stock Exchange. What a global world we live in. I know that can be frightening, and we need to watch out what's going on with that, and the Chinese don't have the same laws. But the reality is, that's really exciting. I mean, it really is exciting, because when the world is economically tied to each other, then there is a greater chance of peace.
I'm texting this as you talk, just so I have my notes here. Yes.
I know you know you're texting Mrs. Miller. I know what you're doing.
Right, saying buy Alibaba, but it was so tough that people couldn't even get in to buy it. Right?
It took hours to get the price discovery correct. They came out at the highest valuation that they said they would. And, of course, everybody knew it was going to open up again. It was a very hot IPO, but it opened much higher than people expected. It opened at $92.50 and closed there.
So what is it?
Alibaba is several things, but they're kind of like Amazon in the retail space, right? So they sell a lot of stuff online. But the thing that I think is most exciting about them is that they connect a product maker with a product user. And I think you and I talked about this on Saturday, about the fact that it's going to basically destroy the wholesalers, and it will. And all the other companies will be copying Alibaba. They have to, because they'll be destroyed by Alibaba, run over by them if they don't. And that is that what you're going to find is that I can go order chairs, for example, and say, you know, I want 30 wicker chairs for my little store here, and or restaurant or cafe, whatever it is, and this is the design, and then you can go out and get bids, and then Alibaba puts the buyer and the seller together. There is no wholesaler. There's no going somewhere. There's no picture of it. It hasn't been made yet. It's going to be made for Kevin Miller's cafe. That's a pretty amazing thing when you start thinking about what that'll do. And within China, with all these millions and millions, and literally, people forget how big China is. It's absolutely massive. And these millions of people are sitting around figuring out what they want to do, and they can order little mini orders from another maker of products right online. And you just really can't do that anywhere else. So that's the most exciting part of Alibaba.
Yeah, but there are concerns when you're dealing with a Chinese company.
Always. You can't believe what they say. They can make up whatever they. I'm not saying they're lying. I don't think they are. I think all of it's very real, and I think their finances are real. But I can't know that. That's the problem.
Dave Petzo with us here at 580KIDO. Quickly, if Idaho decided to leave the United States, could we afford to do that fiscally?
No. We wouldn't have a currency. We can't do that. No, you have to have currency. What share
spud.
Of the debt?
You'd have the spud.
We have the spud. We'd be trading spuds. I like it. Just little chips, yeah.
Exactly.
But the answer is that, you know, that's why Scotland, I think, made the right decision. It was. It's always the thought of, oh, we're going to be independent and we'll figure it out. But you've got debt. You've got currency issues. Who's going to back the currency? What are you going to back it with? And I hear people go, oh, we'll back it with gold. It's not as simple as that. It's a very complex financial system. And what bank is going to have, you know, lend money to the United States? To the state of Idaho. So you do have really big problems, hurdles to overcome. How are you going to do business with the rest of the world?
Dave Petzo, the Petzo Center, Petzo Financial. We appreciate it, sir.
Good to see you, Kevin.
Good to see you. Good to talk to you.
You too.
You're listening to 580KIDO.
Glenn Beck, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
63 right now in Meridian, 63 degrees, 740 at 580KIDO. We're joined by our friend Gene Lockhart from the Boise Rescue Mission. Gene, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Well, doing quite well. Thank you once again for your tireless efforts to help us put together this event, this rally against domestic violence, child abuse, coming up this Thursday at Foothills Christian Church at 7 o'clock. When you deal with domestic violence and child abuse each and every day, what goes on in your mind when you see these big national stories where all of a sudden it's on the front page of the paper each and every day?
Well, I think it's good to see, because you want to remind people that it does exist all day, every day, in every community, and it keeps it at the forefront and reminds people of how to deal with it. So it does really help.
How big of an issue is it here in the Treasure Valley?
It's a huge issue, and I'm sure that a lot of people are surprised about that. But it's really a very big deal. We have a lot of problems with it. It's and we've had national stories that have been covered here in the Treasure Valley, so everyone remembers those. But it's a very big deal.
Well, you just take a look at the murder-suicide that just happened. You take a look at everything else. Now, you and I talked extensively on Saturday about this. What are we hoping to accomplish here this Thursday?
Well, I think it's a great time to come together to really talk about what the issues are, what we can do, how we can identify people that are within our arm's reach that are at risk, and to help them to get out of a situation that they may be in. It is very hard to get some women out of their situation where they're being abused. Very, very hard.
Well, that's the what is the biggest challenge? Is it economic? Is it psychological? Is it something else?
I think it's both. It's definitely both. Some women, maybe you've become a stay-at-home mom and you're dependent financially on the man, and if he starts abusing you and you have children, it's really hard to then say, okay, now I'm going to leave and I'm going to start over. I'm going to, find a job, because maybe they've been out of the job market for many years. So it's a real huge challenge. Maybe they don't have anywhere to go. And there's also a definitely psychological component where they feel trapped and afraid and hopeless. So they'd rather stay with the man than risk leaving him.
How do you bring him back?
Well, it's hard. I mean, I've sat across from women who are in life-threatening situations, and they do not want to leave. The biggest problem, I think, when I talk to people, is that they're not sure that they're right. You know, they're afraid that maybe they're in danger, but they're not sure. And so there's this element of doubt and doubting yourself, questioning yourself, and trying to get them to see that it's not normal. Like, they'll say things to me like, well, he's only hit me a couple of times this month. You know, and I'll say, well, I was married for 18 years, and my husband never hit me. You know, so a couple of times in a month is a huge deal. And for women who have gotten used to it, it's really hard to convince them that that's not a normal thing and that they need to really take it seriously.
Well, I go back to that idea. How do women or men or children get used to it?
Well, it's what you grow up in, and it's what you live, and that's how you... You know, if you grew up in a family that yells, you think everybody yells, and that's the way they talk, and that's your normal. They, the kids that we have at City Light, it's normal for them to be dropped off at a hotel room with people they don't know while their mother goes off and does stuff, or their dad goes off and does stuff, or it's normal to live in a tent by the river and not go to school. You know, I mean, once they get to City Light, that doesn't happen guaranteed, but that's just, they think that's a normal thing. How do you know it's not normal, and that that nobody does that if that's what you've only ever seen your whole life?
580 KIDO, our great friend Gene Lockhart joining us from the Boise Rescue Mission. Remember, this Thursday night we'll be at Foothills Christian Church at 7 o'clock, speaking with a variety of people that have been through domestic violence, that have helped others come back, and sending the message that it's not acceptable, not here in the Treasure Valley, not anywhere else. Gene, let's move, if we could, to the issue of defending and protecting children, something that you are a champion of, and certainly you're there to help others when it comes to protecting kids from being abused.
That's right. That's a big part of what we do, and helping moms get out of situations where their children are at risk of being abused. Just having our doors open and being available is probably one of the biggest things we do, opening our arms to these ladies and kids who have really struggled and been in bad situations. We had a woman come in. I was working late one night, and the doorbell rang at about 1 o'clock in the morning, and she showed up at our door, and she came in a cab, and she had her baby, her purse, and one flip-flop. She had run because her husband had broken her arm. And when he broke her arm, he hit her and beat her up so bad that her arm broke. That was the time where she said, I got to get out of here. And so she waited for her chance. She grabbed her baby. She grabbed her purse, ran to the end of the street, called a cab, and came to us. And the fact that at 1 o'clock in the morning, we were fully ready to take her and her baby in, that's, you need somewhere to go, and that's really critical.
Indeed. I just wonder about the children, how they can come back from that, how anybody can come back from that.
Well, children are amazingly resilient. you provide them love and structure and consistency, and I have seen some children that have had some horrible things done to them just blossom and do well in school and have good relationships with friends and be happy and cheerful. And, it doesn't take much for kids to really make a big comeback. And when their moms are doing good, kids recover even faster.
Gene Lockhart with us, Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580 KIDO. How do you bring these folks in? Because so many people, they don't want to hear the bad news. They don't want to help just because They don't want to go through that emotional stress, yet you have people here in the Treasure Valley that are looking to get out of these situations. I couldn't think of anything more helpless than to be at a home and wonder whether or not you're going to get beat at night.
Well, it must be terrifying. And how do you get people in the community to rally around it and not shrink away from it, because it's hard? I think by showing them the hope and showing them the kids that have recovered, their smiling faces and hearing them laugh and seeing them do good in school. And I think that to show people that they can, they can come in, they can come alongside us, they can help. You know, they can help the other agencies, the WCA and NAMPA Family Justice and all the other great agencies that help. And it's not going to be all sad and tragic and drama. It's mostly fun and normal hard work and, just doing the right thing over and over. And it really does work. And if you show people how much fun it can be to help out, then I think you're going to see that it's really worthwhile. The hard, horrible part is usually just a little bit of it. It's the watching the success that's so much fun and so great. And sometimes you look at these people that have been so horribly abused and you almost can't believe it's the same person because they're doing so great.
Jean, your thoughts on what you expect out of Thursday night?
Well, I'm really hoping that we can educate people about what to do, because I hear all the time people saying, I don't know what to do, I don't know what to do, how can I help them? And, it's pretty straightforward and pretty simple, and teach people what to do, show them that there is hope, help them identify signs that maybe someone they know and love or care about is being abused. I think it'll be a really worthwhile hour. I know people are really busy, and it's a busy time of the year, but invest a little bit of time, and I think you can make a big positive impact in the community. It's definitely going to pay off.
Well, Jean, I appreciate your tireless efforts. I know you have a lot going on, and thank you for helping us with this forum.
Well, thanks for doing it, Kevin. I think it's a great idea, and I hope people will just take a little bit of time to come out and see what they can do to help change the face of the Treasure Valley and make it a safer place for women and children.
Well, that and again, we're throwing in the power of prayer as well.
Oh, we do that all the time.
Jean, God bless. We'll see you Thursday.
See you Thursday, Kevin.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our friend Jean Lockhart from the Boise Rescue Mission. Time for traffic at 580 KIDO. All right. We'll get to traffic in a minute. Phone numbers here, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And as we've said before, we have this forum. People say, hey, congratulations, you've won the Marconi. No, we won it. And the Marconi is the most prestigious award in radio. And it's funny, I was talking to Kevin Godwin about this, the big kahuna here. And he said, hey, that's a great honor. I go, no, really, the honor is for people that listen to this program. The honor goes to the people that make our events possible, the people that sponsor these events. If you ever notice, whenever we go out and do things, they're sponsored. You have people that instead of spending their money buying something on the flip-flop bibbidi-bop station or doing something for themselves, invest to allow us to absorb these costs. So this program is much like a small business. So we have to have the cost covered before we can do anything. And it really hit me as I was sitting there in Indianapolis going, man, if you're my friend on Facebook, you know what I'm talking about. I wrote it all out. I've already won by being with you. So why not, instead of just sitting around talking about problems, look at solutions. Look at the solutions. So that's why we're urging you to join us, to join me and you, we, this Thursday, 7 o'clock, Foothills Christian Church, to have an in-depth conversation, a rally, including prayer, about limiting domestic violence, child abuse. Not one more in the Treasure Valley. Time for traffic now at 580.
Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Coming up next, presidential candidate Harley Brown in studio. Before that, we are talking to you about our forum coming up this Thursday, Stopping Domestic Violence, Foothills Christian Church at 7 o'clock. Good morning, Linda from Emmett. You know,
good
Linda.
Good morning.
Actually, Linda, why don't you hang on? We're going to take you next hour if that works, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Hang in there, sweetie.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah. Well, don't go anywhere. Bye-bye. All right. Presidential candidate Harley Brown will join us. What's his platform on ISIS, the economy, and secession? Is he serious? Well, I think we'll have a little fun with Harley. By the way, he'll take your phone calls as well with Kevin Miller at 580-KIDO. Time for traffic. And don't forget Fox News on the radio coming up next. Also, we'll have the latest from presidential contender Harley Brown. How do you top that? Well, certainly much more on the ISIS threat in Idaho and America. And do you buy the new threat? We'll talk about it next. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.